wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's big wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hi, big wigs. We missed you and welcome back.
We're back, bitches.
We're so back.
We're back in the studs. I'm sorry my voice is down here today, but I've been having a Luann weekend, you know.
You came out of nowhere from the rafters and were like, I have a sinus infection and I just got over my fever. I go, when were you going to tell me you were sick?
Well, I wasn't.
You were all over painting the town red.
I couldn't be sick. I had too much to do. So I took a ton of medication. Basically, it was like a Thursday night, like a Friday morning. I'm one of those people that gets a fever anytime anything is wrong with my body. And so it was like, you know, it was like it comes with it.
Yes.
Yeah. I did not come to Taylor Strecker's. I wasn't feeling great. And then it was starting then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like I woke up in the morning and I was like, oh, my God. Now I got to get better. I got to go away tomorrow. So
you're heading out of town.
Yeah.
You're leaving us again. Well, when's the last time you were out?
I don't know.
You've been here for this is the longest you've been here in a while.
Actually,
wow.
Yeah. So actually,
in February,
I
was gone
the F out
March till like second week of March. I was in L.A.
Yes.
Oh, and then I went back for a long weekend. Whatever. Whatever, guys. I've been here. I'm just like here. You know?
Are you ready to leave?
Yeah. I mean, no, I haven't packed, but like I'm a little stressed, although I read a horoscope this morning that calmed me down, to be honest.
Maybe I should have read a horoscope.
Yeah. I'm a little stressed because it's like we're traveling with the puppies, and even though they've flown to LA and back and whatever, it's just they're at a point in their like lives. They're 7 months now. So they're like growing. They're more aware of things. You know what I mean? It's
yes.
Like I have to give them more drugs to like knock them out on the plane and like, you know, I wanted to get them service animal, you know, trained, but like we couldn't do it in time. And also a little weird when it's like two puppies, you know, are they really my service animals yet? Like they're going to be like, liar.
Everyone says their dog is a service animal.
Well,
it's like
you need,
false.
No, but you need the like vest. Like you can't fly with them for free as a service animal unless you're like they have like the certificate and the vest. So,
but isn't it kind of easy to get the certificate?
I think there are different ways to get it. Yes, I'll say that. I think there are legit.
Saying it without saying it,
not
yeah.
legit. You know, mm-hmm. like anybody out there in the world. But you know, back in the day, Bobby Flay flew as my emotional support animal, and that I just needed a note from my therapist, and I was like, well, that's easy. She can say she has anxiety because I did, and I can fly. But then they stopped that emotional support rule, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, so that ended.
So now you got to get something different?
You got to have, like, a real...
Amazing. Doctor's note.
You have to have a real certification. They have to like either get trained as a service animal. They have to be vested. So like for people who literally have like, you know, like a seeing eye dog, or if you have a heart problem,
right.
or, you know, and your dog is like, you know, anywho, they're not there yet. So we have to pay for them tomorrow, but whatever.
And the, I feel like I'm just like giving away money at this point in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Is it happens at a more and more faster rate as you get older?
My dogs were so fucking sick last week and just,
you know, you were
sick equals money. And you're like, oh, no. Like, I care about their health, but I also like freak out because I'm like these, you know.
Well, of course.
I do have insurance. So I don't know what it's going to cover from last week, but hopefully we'll get a couple bucks back. That would be sweet.
That'd be really nice. And that's girl math, if you guys don't know.
Yes.
Whatever you pay, and then you get it back with insurance, it's like, oh, yeah, free money.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though you already put down that amount of money.
Right.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah, like, I got a minor refund from some, like, a piece of furniture that I bought that was, like, broken, but they couldn't, like, they couldn't ship the part that was broken, so they just shipped
right.
the whole thing, so they, like, refunded for half. And I was like, oh, my God, I think I got, like, my money back, you know? I think that works. I think I just got money.
In fact, I'm on the ups after that.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a t-shirt today.
I'm rich.
Exactly. So yeah, we were recording this episode a little bit early because you're headed out of the townski, but then you'll be back.
I'll be back on Memorial Day.
How is it already Memorial Day, by the way?
Also, how do I keep saying Labor Day? All week I've been like,
I do the same thing.
I know. Why do we confuse the two of them?
Labor Day feels like it comes first.
Labor Day is September.
Yep.
Yeah.
Memorial Day is May. And I should know that with the M.
Oh, Memorial Day, May.
Yeah.
Yeah. And although today my friend's like, when do you get back? And I was like, Labor Day.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, never mind.
Are you doing it? Will you get back before Labor Day? But are you, or sorry, Memorial Day? But are you doing anything for the long weekend?
I have a wedding.
That is on the wedding. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we have a really good friend's wedding. So I'm really excited because they were like, I don't know if we'll ever get married or when we'll get married or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then like 3 months ago, they're like, eh, we're going to have a wedding. And we were like, sweet.
Yes.
It's very cash. It'll be very fun. It's like a whole weekend, though, which will be like nice. So like Saturday, there's like a hike for everybody at the wedding that we're doing. And then like,
oh, they're like an outdoorsy couple.
No, I think they're just like, let's do LA things because yeah. their families are like, neither of them are from LA, so their families are coming in, and you yes. know, it's like, mm-hmm. what do you do when you go to LA? You fucking
you go on a hike, hike and then go to Erewhon,
and then you drink. Yeah, I think that's a bit.
Yeah,
so ugh, like,
what a misery.
Saturday's what a like, miss.
I'm just gonna hike, and then like a happy hour, yeah, and then like yeah. Sunday's the actual like wedding, and then there's a big after party at night, and it'll be fun, and then we'll be back, but we're going a little early. In the week because Jared is working like his company is based in Santa Monica. So he wanted mm-hmm. to like go into the office. He just was there a couple weeks ago, but he wanted to like go in and work there a couple days and see his coworkers and whatnot. So I was like, that's nice. The fuck am I going to do in Santa Monica?
Everything. Santa Monica is the one nice part of LA besides
it is nice.
Manhattan Beach. Probably. I'm a hater
of LA.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I'm with you.
It's just like, I know New York is trash everywhere and smells like piss water.
Yeah,
but
New York
but
is
me,
trash.
But for me, like when I walk around, I actually feel something. When I'm in LA, I feel like, I'm like, oh my God, like, are they okay? Like there's palm trees everywhere, but then you look down and there's like trash. At least in New York, you're like, okay, buildings, jungle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, concrete jungle. Like LA, I just really don't, I'm confused.
That song really
by it.
Had an impact on her. I'm really glad that it's still hitting hard.
I just don't understand. I get very lost. I look up, I see palm trees. I look down and I see like debaucherous sadness, like lost people.
I gotta be honest. I appreciate both cities for really different reasons.
Totally.
And I think I've lived in New York for 14 years, so it's like home for me.
Yeah.
LA, I've lived in for 2+ years over spread out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I like when I'm in LA and like things are going well or you're working or whatever, I'm like, I do enjoy this break from New York. Like I really do yes. like getting in my car, even here, and like driving somewhere and hiking. Like I like that vibe, but
I do appreciate that. I just don't want to. Okay, do you guys know Tom
Sandoval?
I think I'm more productive in New York and I work right. harder.
Yes,
yeah,
I think so
for
too.
Sure.
Yeah. I think LA is more of like a vacation spot.
Do we know Tom Sandoval? Not personally.
To me, LA equals
weird.
Tom Sandoval. Like those are the people you're yeah. gonna get, you're gonna see. Like people
like
that
desperate.
Are desperate. Yeah, just yeah. like who are you? You yeah. know what I mean? What
my
world
brain
raised
went to
you?
Like hipster, like I want to yes. be a rock star, and you went desperate.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because he is. Like there's like all those guys. Like as entertaining as Vanderpump can be,
right?
Like primarily, they're all.
But for the
wildly,
wrong reason.
Yeah, like
right.
super desperate. Like
right.
Jax, and like when he was kind of the main villain of the show before yes. Sandoval took the crown.
Right.
Like, I mean, there are times where you're watching it and this, it was just like this, these guys will say or do anything. Like one day they're in a recording studio. Are they musicians? Not really.
Right.
You know, then they're going on acting jobs and now they own a bar. It's just like, it's this
yeah.
amalgamation
Hodge,
of like
Hodge.
LA.
Yes.
You know, it's
me,
just like, I just want to make it. But it
I feel
mean,
like
you know?
It doesn't mean anything. It's,
right.
it's founded on nothing. I go, you've made it. That's you're making it. For
right.
me, making it is just at such a different level. Like you're actually using creativity and you've wrote like an amazing show that's funny and people love it. And like that,
maybe
you're gonna go on
do.
Stage and right?
No, but I
it's just
here's
not
one
I
thing though. That like type, that kind of person that you're describing, be it Tom Sandoval or whatever, they'd crack if they were in New York.
Absolutely.
They wouldn't be able to
exactly.
fucking yes. handle this
absolutely.
City.
Right.
Would eat them up.
100%.
And that's why a lot of people are in LA. I think like a lot of people we know, they would never be able to handle like what we do in a day, in a week.
Yeah.
Right.
If you matched you what you do in a week, and I'm not just saying like in terms of your career, just like the fact that, okay, today we're doing the podcast. I have to go to Apple and drop my phone off. I have to do my laundry. I have to then go get my lashes done. I have to come home, figure out what my set is. I have a show at 8 p.m. I have mm-hmm. to pack for LA tomorrow. Like, No one does that. That's what you do in a week in LA.
Exactly. Drives me nuts. I love the availability that we have in New York, just to bam, bam, bam. Like,
oh, I got to go to the dry cleaner.
Right. Oh, done and done. You'll probably drop it off on your way to the lashes.
Probably.
Like, that's what I love about New York. It's just like, it's a go, go, go. Now, do I need a break? Yes. I woke up this morning feeling absolutely disheveled, unraveling mess.
Yeah. You got to get Dre to talk about her feelings because she famously for Mental Health Awareness Week, I'm going to say, she had a really great video. It was really fun.
Thank you.
Because, you know, for branded videos, we don't get to make them fun. And I was like, oh, you got to do like your wigs. Like, that's a fun one.
Right.
I just spent the last 7 days trying to shoot a branded video that you guys.
can't wait for this one.
A 7 day shoot. She's going to be hard to edit because.
7 days?
Yeah, because it was the puppy's first job. And they were sick.
Listen, these puppies getting sick. You better put them on payroll, okay? Yeah.
Exactly.
You better get them working.
Yeah, earn your keep here, kids. But
I wanted to say, the beginning of her video, she's like, I don't like to talk about my feelings. And then this morning I see Dre, and she's like, it's a morning. And I was like, girl, talk about it. Talk about it on the podcast.
And I said, famously, no, I don't like to talk about my feelings. It shows, what's bad about it is that I think it shows not... What's the right word?
Weakness.
Yeah, right. That's not really what it is. I just don't like to really open up that because I know it'll unleash a lot of feelings. Mm. And I prefer to be happier and think about life with the glass half full. Like, that's always been my mentality.
You are very positive. I think that's a great quality.
But yeah, of course there are days. I'm a human. Of course, there's going to be days where I'm feeling a little down. You know what I mean? And you get lost in the, like, trying to... always audition. You always have to be on. So then I woke up this morning and I was just exhausted. And I'm like, do I have to do this more? And you can't stop.
You know,
I just felt overwhelmed by everything. You know,
it's overwhelming. And it's also like your entire day can change with one email, one call.
It is.
And you kind of always have to be fucking prepared for that. Like,
yeah.
You know, like when they're like, hey, are you available tomorrow at 6 a.m.? And you're like, I have to move 40,000 things.
around,
but you have to be like, give me an hour and I should be fine. Like, that is being,
can you make it to Jersey by 6 a.m
literally? that is being a creative person. Like, can you self-report to like Queens in 5 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
And we're not paying for transportation and we're not covering you and it's net 80 that we're paying you and you're like,
No, it's funny. Actually, the other day I literally was like negotiating with my agent and I was like, what's the car situation for this job first?
Yep.
Yeah.
Before you confirm me, what is the, you know, like.
You gotta know.
And you gotta like stick up for yourself. They're not gonna not hire you if you're like, I need a fucking like, you know, reimbursement for gas or whatever the fuck you're doing.
Because that's a measly little side, you know, extra $50 here. Just
nothing.
Please. Give it to us.
I also think when we're really tired, when you're really tired in this, and I've learned this as I've gotten older, because I think I used to just be like, whatever, on to the next, you know, like, when you're very tired from like whatever you were doing for, you know, 3 days, 4 days, if you're working or whatever, you need to give yourself like that day of like fucking rest and self-care.
Right.
Like, I try and do that on Sundays. Like, I get annoyed when people are like, let's do this on Sunday. And I'm like, ooh, Sunday? No.
Like, Sunday is my rotting day. We talked about the rotting day, which is just
you need
on
a rotting
the couch
day.
Where you're just able to just collect your thoughts, be with yourself,
watch some TV.
Watch some TV. Catch up.
Fucking eat something good and literally rest. Like, I did that on, like, Friday. Like, I didn't feel well, so I was really just like, you have to, like, no, not Friday. Friday I had my stomach test. I did that on, like, Saturday because I was like, it was just you have to do that. So I think when you don't do that, it hits your brain and then you're like,
totally,
you're just like, I can't think about these. I'm overwhelmed, I'm frustrated, I don't want to have to do this again this week, blah blah blah. Like, I do think that reset day, or what did you call it, or
rotting day.
For a glass half full, she's calling it a rotting day.
I don't know. That's what everybody calls it now. They're like, I need my rotting day. It's a very Gen Z word that people are using. And I'm like, that sounds a little horrendous. It sounds disgusting, actually. Like, what? You just, like, sit in your pajamas and just rot in your own piss? Like, what are we saying here?
Wow.
You just sit on the couch, basically, in a little blanket, and you curl up a little ball. It should be called hibernation day.
Okay. We're coming up with all the terms.
That's a better way to say it, for sure.
I was going
to
say, my favorite Peloton instructor, Robin, says, self-care is not selfish. Thank you, Robin.
I really had to think about that for a little bit.
Thank you, Robin. Self-care is not selfish. If you need to fucking lay there for 6 hours, even today, if you're feeling like, I feel down, I just need to fucking like chill, then chill. Cause I feel like I used to think like, no, you're wasting your time. You should be writing. You should be doing this. You should work out. You should go to like, and when your brain does that, you don't do those things well. And that's, I think, what I've kind of accepted is like, yeah, if I feel like shit and I'm angry and I'm just like, whatever, like, I'm not going to sit down and write the fucking screenplay of my dreams.
Of a lifetime.
Yeah. I'm not going to shoot. I'm going to shoot a video and I'm going to be like, that sucked. I'm not funny.
Yeah. Then you get really down on yourself. Yeah.
Yes. Like, so I think it's so silly, but I do, like, we do so much more of that than we ever did. Like, getting my lashes done today, you're going to laugh. I'm like, that's why I'm wearing glasses for those watching, by the way. I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't.
Couldn't bear the thought.
I need to get some lashes. It's been a month. And, but I love it because it is literally 1 hour where I close my eyes, I listen to a podcast, and I zone out. Sometimes I fall asleep, which is bad because they're like gluing shit to your eye, and I like flinch. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
I get so scared. Oh my gosh,
I fall asleep like every today for sure. But I'm seeing someone who's not my normal girl, which I was like kind of bummed about. But then I was like, wait. Then you won't talk for the hour. You'll just literally pass out. And I was like, oh, this will be nice. But
oh, yeah, because you don't have to have that conversation with them.
Yeah. Oh. I love her and she's sweet, but we now talk every time. And so now I'm seeing, like, she wasn't there today and I needed to go today. And I was like, oh, wow, a whole hour to just zone out. But when you're forced to do that, it's like,
yeah,
you come out of it and you're like, huh, it's nice.
It is really nice. That's usually my church. I think what I is
it's her church.
Yeah, I go to church on Sundays.
I'm like, I get lashes done and I just zone the fuck out. She's like, I pray. Okay.
Listen, it's a tradition and it's just a part of my life. But
that's why God loves all of us.
It's true. My issue is that with this new job, you work 4 days on and it's just I'm getting slowly away from being creative and doing comedy, and it's scaring me.
Can you change your schedule?
We already work 4 days a week, and that's considered part-time. And if I work one less day a week, then I might as well not even be working because the paycheck is just not where it needs to be.
I was going to say, like, could you switch your days, though? So it's like, it's not the same every week, you know what I mean?
Right.
Where you have, like, a day on, a day off, a day on, a day off, because sometimes that, like, that might help you balance. Like,
yes.
Going into four straight days, like...
Right. And then I come home and then the day after, which is today, I just finished work yesterday. And so today I'm just like, I want a day off. Yeah. I'm totally burnt out. So I was like, I haven't done a video in a while. Like I'm losing my creativity. I'm losing my comedy. Like I'm not auditioning. So that's like my mood today, basically.
I'm sorry.
It's totally fine. I just wish that
it happens.
Yeah, it does. But I'm like, oh my God, how long am I going to be working this job? That is literally so fun. But it's for a job for a very young person just out of college or just out of high school or. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was once in like a 28-year-old intern. Maybe not 28. Maybe I was like 26, 25. Mm-hmm. But I was an intern at this production company. And everyone was like, people were like getting college credit. And I was like, oh, I have like another job. I'm just here for the experience. And they're like, experience at 25? Like, girl, you're old.
And you're like, shut up. Because you don't understand. We have a vision of what we're doing. It's just kind of hard to, you just have to keep on reminding yourself because everyone else might have opinions and you just got to be like, nope, I'm doing this for a reason.
Yeah. Listen, if it's fun and mindless, that's a good job.
Right.
But if you want to make more money in less days, there are other opportunities that I can.
What, stripping?
Stripping, dancing on a pole. No. I bartended or coat check. Like I would make fucking killing, you know?
Yeah, but
I
honestly, tips.
Think about that. Yeah.
I don't even want to.
Tips.
Think about that. Tips is where it's at, really.
If you're doing any kind of service job, I would never do it without tips.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Unless it's like you get like free, you know, like if you're like, mm-hmm. I don't know, like I remember Corinne had an amazing job at a spa and like
great
you get
job.
Free
yeah.
fucking like facials and massages and like things that you'd pay a lot of money for. I think if there's a really big perk for you, mm-hmm. great. But mm-hmm. I also think if you're going to work in a service job, girl, you're using that smile. You got to make a fucking tip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
that spa job that Corinne Fisher had, she worked there like until Guys We Fucked made money.
Yeah. Right.
And she just used to say it was like the best job because it was just like you come in, you get to wear like kind of like comfy spa clothes mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And you're, you know, yeah, I mean, listen, man, showbiz jobs when you're on the come up until you're like really right. making enough money to like live semi comfortably. Mm-hmm. It's hard to not have one.
Yeah.
You know, but right. you just got to find the thing that's the most flexible. All people have had all sorts of like weird gigs that kind of get totally. Them through.
You know? I worked in restaurants for 7 years.
Yeah.
I would say the first five in New York, I was in six, I was in restaurants. And then there came a point where I said, I won't do it anymore. And I was actively looking for something in the day because I was doing comedy shows at night and my restaurant right. was only at night. And I was like, I can't work nights. It's I take too off work.
Hard. Yeah.
I don't make money. I do a show for what? $30, you know, and then it was like yeah. bullshit. Mm-hmm. So I got a day job and I worked at my day job for 4.5 years. And that was the best job like ever. You know, I had insane insurance.
Totally.
I made a shit ton of money. I also like I was an assistant and like the office manager. So I like had time in the day. So I would like write at my desk, you know, I'd fucking yeah. like utilize my. Mm-hmm.
Those are the gigs you want.
My that's time. The gig,
right. Yeah.
And that's what I'm on the hunt for. I just I'm waiting for a lead here.
Yeah. The day job was good. I mean, like there came a time where I was like auditioning more and I was lying and I was like, I have therapy again. They're like, again, how messed You're up like, is she?
Girl, I need all the help I can get. I got therapy every day.
That's the one thing. I did actually have therapy in the middle of my work day, like, because it was like Upper East Side and I worked on 59th between Park and Lex and it was like an easy shoot up, you know, so I was mm-hmm. like, oh, I'll do it like Tuesdays at 1 or whatever the fuck time it was. And I would... It was so, that was such a hard time to go and just like lose your mind for an hour. And then I'd go to this Italian restaurant that I love up there and I'd get like garlic bread and like a salad. And I'd come back and they'd be like, where have you been? And I had like a whole meal. I'm like,
oh yeah.
Don't mind me.
I just had a whole day.
I really had a hard whole therapy experience. Session.
Like, right.
I have all of these photos of me in a cab because I'd be late. So I'd have to take a cab back. Me and I'd call it road bread, like garlic bread for the cab garlic bread. And I'd like take photos, selfies of me like eating garlic bread in a cab. Don't worry, guys. This was when I didn't have a boyfriend.
That sounds absolutely phenomenal. I've been gaining weight just out of the ass because all I eat is cheese and bread all day. Let me tell you know what stops you up? Cheese and bread, carbs. I have been stopped up for a month. And maybe that's why I'm feeling a little high temper because I
Are you feeling high rice. Temper? Is that what's going on with you?
Not even tempered. It's just, do I seem off?
Yeah, Mike no. wants to diagnose you.
No, but you said, I mean, we had this conversation about like Dre not talking about her feelings. So that's right, why right. I thought that
so
it was.
So he wants to know what feelings we're talking about.
Yeah, what's being withheld?
Oh, just feeling, I just woke up kind of sad and like I'm losing my vision of like where I want to be.
I see.
Like I'm almost like, you know, I'm a certain age and I'm looking at my bank accounts. I don't feel safe where I used to feel 2 years ago. And now I'm just looking at credit card statements and your savings account. You're like, wait, what's happening? You don't feel like an adult anymore. And
you're not
all
alone
your
in that
friends
department.
Around you. Right, right. And I know it's the industry. I'm just seeing all my friends that are not in the industry and they are living God. A completely, vastly different life.
Let
and I know,
and
they
have
like Dre. Nice homes.
If you spit at one of the people in this room, you're going to hit somebody that feels the same way. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, I kind of think that is what it's like being in this business from time to time. It's like any venture that you take on. It's like
completely.
There is no real safe security until you have gigs lined up constantly.
Right.
And they're like, and they're super, super successful.
Yeah.
You know, and even that, it's just kind of like, there's just no telling in this business.
Totally.
Sometimes you have some years where you're just like,
Yeah.
I made 50 grand less than I did last year. You know,
and I try to remind myself when I get this way, because I get this way all the time. Yeah. I've been living off my savings mostly.
Right. Yeah.
And now I'm at a point where I'm like, oh my God,
what
happens when they go?
Right.
You know, because they're going.
Right.
But I think we all have to, especially like you're saying in this industry, we came off of a 3-year global pandemic,
right?
Where nobody's jobs were normal. And then we had a fucking year of a strike last year for mm-hmm. two unions that really fund a ton of this industry, you know, that really generate jobs in this industry.
Completely.
And so now I think everybody's more afraid to buy shows, to cast people who aren't like huge star names because, you know, even with like writers and stuff, like they can't take a chance because they've seen the industry go in a second and they've lost a ton of money. So I think right now we're kind of like coming out of this, like it sucks, but it's like no one's picking up fucking new shows that I know.
No, totally.
You know, I don't know anybody, and I've been pitching shows for years. I don't know anybody who sold a fucking show or had like, I haven't had a big pitch meeting in 2 years, you know?
And like, streaming's also kind of low key like a business disaster for these companies.
It's just oversaturated, like it's,
yeah,
too.
There's too much shit. It's not like the old model where it was just like NBC has a certain amount of slots and we put a TV show in there, and if it's a fucking hit, it gets 30 million people,
right?
And we sell advertising on it, make a ton of money. Or movies, where it's just like the movie industry forever was just like, we make a movie, we open it in theaters, and then that's going to determine how much money we make, and then the secondary income for that is like DVD sales and stuff. Like none of that really exists the way that it used to. So we're unfortunately living through a time where like there is so much adapting going on.
And I know you know this, but you have to keep saying it to yourself.
Oh, it's vast. Oh, yeah, yeah. I go into patterns, and I came off of like a 4-day streak of like not doing anything towards my goals. And so I'm like, oh shit. You know what I mean? And you just gotta have the self-talk again. And it just so happened that it fell perfectly in line with the podcast. So I'm glad that I have you guys here to just, we're pumping her up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're here for you, Dre.
We're saying, you gotta girl, be. You're not the only one without a savings account.
I'm not like other girls.
So true. It's so true.
And, it's so true. I'm just spending money on things I don't have right now.
Well, I mean, and then you get into that, like, you're like, I want to keep up my lifestyle. That
I mean, spending money I don't have right now on things.
Right.
That's what I meant.
Right. With retail therapy. But, and I know this going into this industry, like, obviously, I could solve the problem by just going into another completely different industry.
Yeah, I know. I said that the other day. I was like, should I be, like, I don't know, like a doctor? I don't know.
An accountant? Right.
Actually,
like,
wait,
I go back
to
school and get a master's at...
Yeah, no. No, I know. It's frustrating. But I think, you know what? Like, you would have bounced... I don't know. I would have bounced already if it wasn't meant to be. Like, I always am like, you made it this far, Anna. Like it's
don't
coming.
Stop now.
You know what I said yesterday? I literally, like, made the decision yesterday. And I did this when I was, like, when I said I'm not working in restaurants. I said I wasn't going to work in restaurants after 25.
Right.
And 2 weeks before my 26th birthday, I quit. And I have, knock on wood, never been back to a restaurant. It's a great job. You can get sucked in because you make a lot of money and
you can get
you make good
in.
Friends. Yeah. And it's like, it was a great thing for me to have, but I needed to get out because I was like, I see these people who moved to New York who were actors and whatever. And like, they're here 15 years later and that can't be me.
Right.
So I just said by 25, you're out. And then, so I make like goals for myself, but I did tell my mom yesterday, she's like, okay, Anna, I was like, yeah, well, when I'm 40 is when I'm going to be rich. So, because we had to get a new car, which sounds like a rich person thing, but like our lease is up June 5th. And we were like, fuck, and we're away this week. What are we going to, we have to return
to get
the car.
Yeah. Right.
So we need to get something else, you know, or not have a car. And I think we're just too accustomed to it to not have a car. But I was like, you know, it's not my dream car. And I was just like, but my dream car happens when I'm 40, because when I'm 40 is when I'm rich.
That's
my rich era. And I said it to my mom, and then I was like complaining later about something. And she was like, yeah, but then like, what would you have to look forward to? Like, you already just said you're going to be rich when you're 40. I was like, you're right. That's when I'm going to have that fucking black on black Range Rover, bitch, when I'm 40.
I was just about to ask you, what is your dream car then? Black on black Range Rover?
No, not a Range Rover. Honestly, a black on black, always black on black. I want, why can't I think of the name of it right now? Like an S, like a, either an S5, you know, like an Audi S5 or like a...
Hot.
Wow, that's actually...
Or I want like a BMW, like a, what's it called? The Fast Series, like...
The Z, not the Z.
Not the Z,
the,
no.
Not the Z.
I don't think
Z.
They make those anymore. Those are the James
Bond
cars.
Why am I blank right now? I used to know cars.
Mine's got
to
be the Porsche Cayenne. Like the really? mom truck. Yeah, just like... That's a timeless piece that I look hot in
the
now.
M series. I was right.
Gonna have fun later.
Mm. Hell yeah.
Porsche Cayenne. But never say no to an Audi, please. Give me an Audi all day.
I figured
we almost
Anna's
drove an
dream
Audi.
Car was like a Phantom with somebody driving her.
Precisely.
Driving.
Precisely.
You know, being high above the ground. Yeah, we got a great car yesterday. I should brag. I should say we got a great car. We ended up just getting the newer version of our car, like this year's model. But we got the nicest one because I said, listen, guys. Unless you make me a fucking deal, I can't have wired CarPlay. It's 2024.
Oh yeah,
and it's 2024.
Do you know all these places? Like, we went to a couple of different places because there was another car I wanted to drive, and I liked it. But they all pick certain things when you're leasing a car. I'm not buying a car. I'm leasing a car. This is a 3-year lease, but
it's, yeah, different.
You know, there's all these like things. I know we have to take a break. That like I learned this a lot. That they're like, that's something that we're going to put in our premium plus model.
Yeah.
Of course. In a basic model. So like, for example, in Volkswagen seat settings, which is important to me because Jared is 6'1" and I am 5'4". Like,
yeah.
You know, when I get in the car, I just press 2 on my car and those are my seat settings.
Yeah.
He goes in, he presses 1. Volkswagen, unless you get the nicest fucking model, they don't have a seat setting. I was like, what? So yeah. I'd have to do this every fucking time. And they were like, yeah.
Let me say this. I'll say this episode is definitely a first world problem episode because I'm over here like complaining about, you know, my life goals. And we're like, and if your car doesn't have a seat settings,
no,
I don't want it.
We are self-aware. Everything is relative.
Right.
And if you're listening to this podcast, you fucking know our lives. So you know
this is an issue for me. Right.
Whatever. And so then we went over to Mazda. I have a Mazda. And they were like, they gave us like $3,000 to like toward our next lease if we leased with Mazda. And I was like, listen,
that's kind of nice.
We're not in our rich era right now, okay? She's not in her 40s.
Right.
So we might as well take this money, get the brand new car. I negotiated with them for the nicest one because I was like, that's the one without fucking wired. I'm not plugging in my phone again. And he was like, okay, let me see what I can do. And I was like, and I need black on black. And if you don't have that for me, I have to walk. And it's like tough. And he was like, I have it. The price was higher than I wanted, but I was like, maybe we can like negotiate. He comes back 20 minutes later and he was literally like, okay, so the black one was actually reserved. And I was like, what?
That, no. I was confused. Yeah, because I saw your story yesterday and I go, yeah. Well, you guys didn't get black though.
And then I had to settle for another color. At least it's black inside. I can't have a car that's not black. I'm sorry. I was like, if this is tan inside, like I'd lose my mind. I don't know why. It's just my brain.
And I was going to say, I love tan seats. I think they're very classy.
Couldn't.
It looks like
it depends on the car, I do think. But like for this, no. And so he was like, we have a white with black inside. And I was like, white car? What is the? I go, who drives a white car? White cars fucking suck. And the guy I'm negotiating.
White cars are also hot.
He goes, actually, I have a white car. And I was like, I'm sorry. I mean, that's great for you. But look at me. Am I a white car girly? No.
Right. I will say white cars, it's definitely like a Southern mom thing, like a Southern belle. Drive their white cars. They drive their babies to school.
My dad was like, that's perfect for Jared. He's got two poodles and a white SUV. Stop. Anyway, that's gonna be white with a black inside. It's a tight car. I mean, it's got all the bells and whistles. Like, it's nicer than I thought we would get. But, you know, anyway, we should take a break. I'm complaining about nonsense. I can't afford the car right now, you know?
The seat settings sound great, though.
Well, that's in every Mazda. Basic to nice has the seat settings. So you could go in and get the cheapest car there. Yeah. They'll have that for you, which is nice. But they won't. You can't plug in your. But like, you know, Volkswagen has wireless. So I was like, okay. Anyway, this is so stupid.
Love you guys. And love.
Bye. Have a good.
We're gonna go take a break. I'm gonna go check out Anna's seat settings. Can't wait.
I don't even have a car.
Anna, your seat, whatever they're called, are really nice. Your seat, what is it called?
That's so sweet. You're such a good actress, Trey, because I don't get the car for another week. And she's like,
I already tested it out for you.
She went
Steven
over.
Steven Spielberg, hire this woman.
She went over.
Listen, thank you. There's thing I can do is act impressed.
Wow.
Act amazed.
Wow.
I'm really excited to try out these seat selections.
Listen, girl, I'll pick you up for a ride, okay? It's exciting to get a new car.
Pick me up. The one street I won't drive in Brooklyn is Broadway. It's a disaster.
I was going to say, I try and avoid the BQE at all costs.
Oh, yeah, the BQE is another one that you really just don't want to find yourself
on. Don't want to.
Broadway or the BQE. Just absolutely.
Do you name
not.
Your cars?
I do.
What's your car name?
Luna, because she's black on the outside and she has some spots and some speckles, just like the galaxy.
Oh.
Luna.
My car's named Gail Weathers because she's blue. And Gail Weathers is obviously an iconic character in Scream. You know, Gail Weathers.
You know.
This is Gail Weathers signing off. So we decided to stick with the theme in our next car because we were going to get the black on black and it was going to be Ghostface Killer. But now we got the white savior is going to be Sydney Prescott, bitches. Hello, Sydney.
You know,
I loved it.
I love a Sydney reference.
Well, it's amazing that Anna will always name anything that's close to her. Dogs, cars, like a full ass name. And I just go by like a first name. Like Nick had this big fat red car and we called her Bessie. Because to me, that's just like she got a big donk. She's like handling business. And you're over here naming it like movie characters, which I always find very funny. But I'm like, why don't you just go with just one little cute name? Luna, Bessie.
Because I've never named things that. I think I like a reference. I really do.
You love a good reference.
Yeah. I love a good reference. And when Jared was like, our white savior, Sydney Prescott, I was like, okay, that's hilarious. Okay, fine. I'm okay with the white car now that she has a name.
Jared actually knows you so well that he's like, this will get her on board. Cyndi Prescott, the white savior.
He's a hell of a producer, that yes. Jared.
He is.
You know, the producer blood in him. Yeah.
He knows
how to do it.
I didn't want to come back with sad news, but we have to, just to address it, and then we're over it.
Okay. In sports news, Knicks lose.
Oh, that's the sad news. Was that the sad news?
I was actually referring to Diddy, but yes. But big wig sports news, you know, the Knicks lose.
One of those not mind-melding days, but... Yeah. Wow, yeah, the Knicks lose. That, you know what? I'd say that's way better than what happened with Diddy.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're right. More high key. I will take that sad news over the fact that the Knicks lose. They deserve a win, though. But
I certainly thought so. But it's all right, it is what it is, man. It's a good run. New Yorkers really like this team. They're tough guys. They played hurt the whole playoffs, basically. It's sad to see them go. But listen, you got to take your hat off, and they'll be back. October.
I'm so sorry, Mike. This got real sad. This got sadder than the Diddy conversation.
I had a date last night, and she was mad at me that I asked her if we could meet at 7:30 because she was like, can we meet at like 6 because it's like Sunday? I was like, listen, I got to be honest. This is game 7.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to just make sure I catch the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then I showed up and she was like, I can't believe you asked me to meet up at like 7:30 because of this game. I was like, what?
You were like, I guess we're not getting married.
Yeah, I was like, why? Is it that big a deal? Like,
it was an hour and a half later.
And it's 7:30. I didn't ask to meet at 10.
Yeah. Right.
You know? I don't know. It was very bizarre, but
that's weird. I find that strange.
Not a match.
Not a match. And you know what? You knew that even
Safe
before you showed
say,
up.
Yeah, not a match.
Yeah. I was texting Anna about that's a different story, but I was just like, it's never going to happen for me. Anna's like, no, be positive, manifest.
I think it's an energy thing. I really do. I think when you are feeling the energy, someone else feels it too. Like, if you're positive.
Across the pond, they can feel the energy?
No, if you're positive about like meeting someone, if you're negative about meeting someone, you're not going to meet someone.
Right. You have to be in the right headspace
for it. Whoever shows
up
is not going to be it.
Right.
But you have to have that kind of like open faith, you know what I mean? Like you have to like believe it a little bit, even if it's a little like, like you have to manifest it a little bit. And then I think it could happen. I really do believe that. And I told him I'm a witch. Listen to the witches, you know, listen to the Brooklyn witch.
Yeah.
Listen to the Brooklyn witch. She's a witch. And she can cast
a song,
a spell on you.
I
were we going to talk about? Oh, Diddy. Fucking loser.
No.
We put it off as long as possible.
What a loser. So, he's a hooah. He's a loser.
Yeah. For those, I'm sure people are going to be sick of this by Thursday when this episode comes out, but we told you we're recording early in the week. So this all just fucking happened yesterday. The video came out of Diddy apologizing for something that happened in 2016? But he now feels compelled to apologize because the video is out. Like, that's so fucked up.
Because his team is scrambling. And he already said he denied the claims, like, way before when the whole Cassie allegations came out. And now he is once again saying he didn't do it. He's just never going to take responsibility. And he's just a horrible piece of a person. And
his apology was creepy as fuck.
Yeah,
he's in the middle of God knows what country. And he never even said anything, like, about her, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Or apologize to her. Like, she's not even, like, mentioned. He's like, I was fucked up. I went to rehab. And it's like, okay, but you still beat a woman. And that wasn't, it's not like that was, like, the one and only time that fucking happened. Like, seeing that video made all of us think, oh, my God, how long were they together?
10 years.
How much did she endure in those 10 years? Because that did not look like a first time, you know,
sure didn't.
Slip.
No,
that
not at all.
Fucking
she looked like
violent
she was,
as hell.
Yeah. And she was running out of that hotel room as fast as she could. And he unfortunately got to her. That just looks like a horror movie. And I couldn't watch it. And I know that TMZ, I need to unfollow these news sources because I
It's icky.
They just like, are you ready to watch this? And you just press a button and then you can watch.
Right. A woman get dragged through a hallway by her hair.
It's
like,
it's so awful. This should not be allowed for anybody to see. So
he looks dumber with that fucking apology. He looks even dumber. Like that. Yeah. Like,
even just, have you seen 50 Cent's, all of 50 Cent's Instagrams? He's just like, Diddy's a piece of crap. Nobody likes him. He's a lying piece of shit. I've said this from the beginning. And I just love that 50 Cent's using his platform to like really set the record straight.
Isn't he also like, isn't there also like a trial? They're like raiding his homes and stuff for like, because he was like sex trafficking and like all this shit.
Sex and drug trafficking, I think.
It's
a mess, man.
He going down.
Yeah. And like when second Corinne Fisher name dropped this episode, but I texted her about it. I was like, this Diddy video is terrible. And she was like, yeah. And this is what he did in public in a towel.
Right.
So, like, imagine what else.
Like, at home. I mean? Yeah. Are you? That's so awful.
He paid that hotel. Apparently, there's, like, tracking of paying it to get the footage back and not to release it.
But I think what happened was I think the hotel went bankrupt. And then I think...
Oh, they didn't care anymore.
Well, I think once it was dissolved, then it was able to be, like, put out publicly because there was no... God. That's what I thought.
Something
I heard.
That a security guard was paid, like, $50,000 to, like, keep his mouth shut or something and, like... It's so fucked up that money can get you that far. Like, that he can
and
get
also,
away with all that for that long.
Just $50,000?
That's a lot to
a security guard?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Probably his salary. Or
totally.
Yeah,
half of it, at least.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah, I can't believe that it's to that level. You know what
I'm
saying?
It's so crazy.
I can't.
It's crazy to see these, like, people you grew up with and you were like, that's what fame is. That's a fucking artist. And then you're like... Oh my God! Did fame do it to this person, or were they a monster from the beginning? Yeah. I don't know. But like, you know, you see, like, we're like sitting here, like, oh my God, a savings account. But like, money fucks people up too. You know?
Oh my God! Yeah, completely. And that's the proof of it.
Well, and they had said in the allegations of the FBI raid that there are tapes of him basically blackmailing people. He used his leverage, and he put these hostels or brothels together essentially with these like potentially underage like sex slaves, and he has people on tape. So this is like, this could be the first domino in something really bad.
Yeah,
you know, like an Epstein level kind of fucking
it
sex,
felt like it
weird
was
sex ring, you know,
bubbling that way.
Yeah.
And then this like video and and this apology and all this like publicity is like gonna bring all of that to the surface for
that's
sure.
It's crazy.
He got all the eyes on him now, and it's so fucked up.
I just hope that he gets all the
all
that he deserves, like the absolute just shit show. He's locked away forever, has no money, he's left with nothing, and that's what I would prefer.
And she gets it all.
Yeah, she gets it all. Which, by the way, she's fully on a new marriage with kids.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with this. I love watching them be so happy together. I don't even know where they met, but he's gorgeous. She's stunning. And they look, finally, somebody respects her and treats her like a real person.
Yeah. No.
I'm sure like the therapy she had to go through was so intense just to get out of that. Because you're in a mindset of like, I deserve this. Like, it's okay that he's beating me. No.
And now it's like all back, you know, for her.
And, oh my God. I can't even.
Like,
right. It's just PTSD like coming rushing.
It sucks.
Rushing back.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Is Bennifer breaking up?
Listen, they've been posing real fake for the pops.
Yeah, did you see those photos?
Yes. No, they looked sick. For the first time, Ben Affleck is smiling. He's like,
describe the photo. They're in a car.
They're in a car.
Okay, they're literally at a McDonald's drive-thru. And they were like, are those our fries? And their faces are like smiling because you're like, I think I see our order.
No, exactly. This is a picture that your mom goes, sweetie, smile for me. Yeah. I'll take you to McDonald's. Smile. They're both the fakest smile.
Maybe they're in a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. You know, I gotta be on.
Oh, of course.
Be
it's on brand.
But yeah, but I
wasn't buying it for a second.
I felt like someone posted that they hadn't been seen in a photograph for like 45 days or something, like publicly or something. And I'm like,
By the way, most of those photo shoots are already planned and done by your reps because they're very busy. They live extremely busy lives. And so the things that are the paps know, your team calls up the paps and is like, we're going to be at this location. Take a picture because we have to be seen.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
I was going to say.
Or it's Ben Affleck chain smoking outside of a Dunkin' Donuts. Like, that shit's real.
My brain went to the Met Gala. He wasn't there.
Right.
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 She walked that Met Gala carpet
alone.
Solo. Solo J-Lo.
Solo.
But I also feel like they've had a tumultuous relationship for 20 years. Like,
start.
Yeah, they might split up. They might get back together.
Right.
They might be like, we took a break. We got separated. We're fine. We're, I don't know.
It kind of felt like the marriage this time around was like a fever dream, manic decision.
Yes.
You're kind of just like, wow, they're getting married, huh?
Yeah.
They're doing it.
All right. Good luck,
like,
guys.
I hope they're okay. You know, I don't wish that on anyone, but I also was like, that photo was sus.
I know. Yeah. Well, reportedly, they're sleeping separately in different homes. Here's a good thing,
though. They probably have 12 homes between the two of them.
I know. I'd sleep separately,
like,
too.
I'm like, whatever.
I'm going to sleep in the, the Santa Monica house? She wants to sleep in the Palisades. I would say, though, if I was to choose an ex-wife, like if I'm marrying a guy and he has an ex-wife, I'd want it to be Jennifer Garner.
Mm.
She must be the sweetest ex on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
She's probably giving homemade granola to Jennifer. Jennifer Lopez, and being like, enjoy it. I made it with love. Like, she seemed like the sweetest person.
I watched I don't know if she posted or someone else. It was like a run of videos of Jennifer Garner and her mom during the pandemic, like cooking. I don't know if you saw these.
Is it bread?
Her mom was like the cutest person ever and like has all these recipes. And like she was trying to do her mom's recipes. And I was just like, what a wholesome life this woman had. Like, that's why she's so sweet. Like, look at her relationship with her mom and like, you know, and her cooking and this and that. I was like, they're like, let's make banana bread. You see,
so
like,
wholesome.
J-Lo, like, you know, like, choo-choo, like. Atlas. What is her new movie?
Atlas. Whatever the F that movie is about. It is a wild ride. You watch the movie and it's like you just did a trip of acid. I have no idea what that movie. You seen the preview for it?
No, I haven't. I've just seen the photos and I was like, okay, girl.
It's wild. It's a wild ride.
I think J-Lo's always been a good actress for me, and maybe that's because I grew up on Selena, but like for me, she deserved an Oscar for that movie.
I agree. There's roles for her that are made for her, and there's roles that are just not made for her.
Mm. Made in Manhattan? Top.
Done.
Top at the top, you know?
She was made for that movie.
Yeah.
Completely.
Literally. Pun. She was made for Made.
Made for Made. I could go into a whole like genre of J-Lo movies.
But she's
that
like,
I'm just like,
she's a great actress. Oh, when it's a role for her, she's fucking... Yeah. Delivers.
She really nails like the messy soon to be wife and then like monster-in-law type deal.
Monster-in-law
classic, yes. Jane Fonda. But then there's these roles where she is a mother trying to seek revenge. She's always casted in those.
Mm.
The movie Revenge, I think, was her when she like was in an abusive relationship and then went back and she started fighting and she cut her hair.
Yes, I do remember this. Yeah. she came back like all fucking G.I. Jane on that guy. She was like, take this bitch down.
And then there's this new movie where her daughter, she's like the super high up cop, and then she leaves the business and she goes to this like remote town, and her daughter goes to a home, like a foster care home, and she knows that the daughter's in trouble, so she goes back and like shows her identity. That's so J-Lo. She's so typecast as that.
We love J-Lo.
I know.
I love her
so anyways,
much.
Do we think they're breaking up? Maybe in like 6 months.
Yeah, or they did last year and we're all just like behind on the times. Like you said, it's all planned. Like, we don't know. We don't know. But it is funny when like the speculation comes out and then those photos come out and you're like, what the fuck? This could be from like 20 years ago of them at McDonald's.
Are we supposed to believe this? Please. I don't believe anything.
Go ahead.
Do we think I don't know. I think they're a cute couple, but I just don't.
I was excited to see them get back together. You know, it felt like your own parents got divorced and then they got back together and you were like, oh, yes, the parent trap worked. You know, like it felt like felt like we did it.
Yeah.
But then it kind of felt like not happy times since then, really. Like at least what the paparazzi puts out. They're like, Ben's angry.
Ben's always angry.
Ben's angry.
Ben has a resting angry face.
You know, J-Lo's giving him shit again.
She's like, you better not drink. If I see you taking a sip of tequila, I'm going to whoop your ass when we're home. And Ben's like, okay. That's typical. I think that's them. I think that's their foreplay.
Maybe. Yeah. I love it. Do you believe in the Avril Lavigne conspiracy theory? Do you remember the conspiracy theory about Avril Lavigne?
That she's no longer with us?
That she's no longer with us and that Melissa took over? A girl named Melissa?
Oh, my God, yes. But I don't know anything besides, as far as that, that's as much as I know.
Okay, so Avril Lavigne, I put this in our lineup for the day. Avril Lavigne, there was a conspiracy theory that she, like, died after, like, her biggest album, like, back in the day. And that someone has been her since this girl. Someone named Melissa has been playing Avril Lavigne since then. Because she went MIA for a while.
Yeah.
Like, but she kind of just, like, probably was living a normal life. I don't know.
Totally.
And So she was on Call Her Daddy last week. Did you see this? She's the guest on Call Her Daddy. We love Call Her Daddy. We do. We love Alex Cooper. I think she fucking nails it with her guests. And she had Avril, and she called it out, and she was like, Avril Lavigne. She's like, are you real? Like, essentially. And she was very funny about it. She's like, honestly, it's not a bad conspiracy theory to have. There are like worse ones for celebrities. She was like,
totally,
whatever. And then she like called her Melissa. It was very like weird. And then like Avril was like, you believed it. You like weren't even sure if I'm
me.
Real.
Yeah.
Showing up.
Which is kind of crazy. You're right. If it's you're going to live under a certain like storyline, like that's a fun one.
It's a funny one.
Yeah.
It is.
People also think that JonBenet Ramsey is actually Katy Perry. Have you seen that conspiracy theory?
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's a fun hole to go down. Go watch those YouTubes.
That's crazy.
But the Avril one made me laugh because I was like, you know, she has been around. Like, she's not around. But it made the New York Times this morning because my dad, who, if I said, do you know who Avril Lavigne is, would probably be like, an actor, like he wouldn't even know who that is.
Right.
Sends me maybe he's more, you know, in touch than I think, but he sends me this New York Times article about the conspiracy theory because it's like kind of bubbling up again because she was on Call Her Daddy.
So people are
like, hold on. Was it her? Like, was it not her?
But it looks exactly like her.
It looks, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But you know how like there's like that Taylor Swift lookalike, you know. So my dad,
totally.
I made this Avril Lavigne music video back in the day, and he's like, I don't know, I believe it, and I think like you made that video like to like be her, and I was like, you believe she doesn't exist? She like died, and he was like, yeah. I haven't read the article in the New York Times, but the fact that this was a 7 a.m. text from my dad, which never happens unless someone's like actually dead.
Your dad's like very invested in this story now.
He loved it. I was like, wait, what? And you remember my music video from literally like 12 years ago? So
seriously.
Funny.
I don't know, but what would the point? I think it's more believable that Avril Lavigne is still alive, just living a normal life under radar.
Yeah.
And this is her impersonator that gets to continue the life and lead the life and the fame.
Okay, so I just told her this, and she's already convinced that she's solved. I love that you're like, and honestly, not a bad thing.
Not a bad idea. I kind of enjoy that.
I would like to do that. I'm going to send someone out as me to like make a shit ton of money. Be like, go start this business.
Well, yeah. Okay. If I could be in three places at once.
Yeah.
We've got like three ideas. Like, go write my book. You go write a stellar show. And then I'll audition for like the next.
There you go.
Sex
Multiplicity. You know, that movie was onto something back in the day.
Multiplicity.
Remember that movie? Multiplicity. Who's the guy in Multiplicity?
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton? No.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Steve Guttenberg?
It was Michael Keaton.
He's the Multiplicity guy.
Yes. I know very.
I'm gonna have to look this up on our
it was
break.
One of my favorite movies as a kid.
Yeah. Wait, because I had this
it's
yesterday.
Michael Keaton and Andy McDowell.
I had this conversation yesterday with Jared about is because he said Bruce Willis was the voice of Look Who's Talking, and I said it was someone else, and he was right. I was wrong.
Yeah.
But now I'm like Michael Keaton is my brain is picturing Steve Guttenberg.
They do look. They have a similar thing in the 80s. But yeah, no, it's
funny.
It's Michael Keaton.
All right. Well, on that note, every celebrity's fake. Nobody's real.
Is that the final, like, our final
we gotta
verdict?
Take a quick break. We're going to come back.
All righty. You know what it just caught my eye.
What caught your eye, Dre?
The fact that it's Rudy Giuliani's 80th birthday and he's celebrating with an Amazon wish list.
He's still around.
Dude. Is he still painting his
hair?
He's
still kicking it. What is his wish list and why Amazon? Who's going to this party? I have lots of questions.
So do I. I just think it's hilarious that somebody's making a wish list. This must be sponsored or something.
1,000% it's sponsored. They were like, are you going to get married anytime soon? He's like, nah, I'm going to have a birthday party. I could sell some fucking razors.
Married. He's almost dead. He's
close to these the people end. Just seem to keep kicking, you know? Like they're still in the business.
Yeah.
I hope when I'm 80, Amazon is like, do you want a wish list for your birthday party? And I'll be like, where do I begin? Of course I do.
I'll also be British when I'm 82.
I
just
guess
so you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
You're going to change.
Yeah.
It's a Madonna thing. Madonna went to the English countryside.
I think, by age 60, I'm going to be British for sure.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good, maybe I'll be Australian. I'll stick with the British. Apparently this is a crazy page 6 article. So like, you know, take it with a grain of salt, obviously. When told us of the Palm Beach bash, Rudy Giuliani is a hero. For the Palm Beach celebration, gold and black invitations were sent out via email to guests, featuring a photo of Giuliani in a tux, another of him wearing aviator shades. All right, let's cut to what his...
maybe there's no, actually no party. This is all just a fucking stunt to go on Amazon and buy some shit that he makes a cut of.
That would be actually amazing. I'm trying to find the list of all the things, but what I do know is on there is an Armani cologne, electric razor, and ceiling paint.
You can really get anything on Amazon. Have you guys heard about Amazon? If you're looking for a Armani cologne, but then you're like, wait, I could really use some ceiling paint. Is that to drink or to paint?
He wants to stain blocking ceiling paint and a 55-inch TV.
Honestly, I would just, for my birthday, I'd just like to watch on a 55-inch TV, Rudy Giuliani painting a fucking ceiling.
Is on his Patreon channel? Like his OnlyFans? It's like, actually, today I'm going to be painting the ceiling.
Yeah, that's his move.
He's having two birthday parties.
Well, okay, Paris Hilton. What on either coast?
Like, yeah, in Palm Beach, one in Manhattan. Wow. Paris Hilton had three, actually. It was like a three-day-long festival.
Wow.
Absolutely incredible.
I'm not going to lie. I can't believe he's only 80. I thought he was older than that.
He seems older than that, doesn't he?
He seems like he's lived a long life, you know.
The gift registry on Amazon sent out by Pals and seen by Page Six specifies which gifts will be sent to his Manhattan or Palm Beach addresses. The message told guests that gifts aren't necessary, but if you wanted to give presents, please refer to the Amazon registry.
Wow. Please buy my Bic razors on the Amazon registry.
If you want to look up Rudolph Giuliani 80th birthday party. And it shows the gifts that have already been purchased for the former Trump advisor include, spoiler alert, a home sleeper chair convertible bed.
What the fuck? What's funny is this is now some PR team put this out.
Yeah.
So you and I can access this list. So this was a list for the world. This wasn't just the invited guests. This was a fucking list.
Yeah, why is this public?
And then we're going to leak this. Okay, and you're going to get so many razors, Rudy.
So many razors.
Rudy, you're going to have every ceiling of this home painted. The amount of paint we're going to get.
An LED chandelier. And this is a good one for us. A Shure microphone.
He's starting a podcast. Oh, my God. This is like a Easter egg for his podcast.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're right.
The Rudy Giuliani Show. Yeah.
The Rudy Giuliani Show. He was famously fired on his radio gig. So now he's coming back with his own podcast.
From my former radio station.
Really?
WRBC,
he discovered Patreon in the 79th year of his life. And he was like, I think we could make some money off of this.
This is a gold mine.
Hold on.
Why haven't I been using this before? You know what's crazy is that the girl, my absolute favorite, Drea Di Matteo, she started OnlyFans. And she said that she was able to pay off her mortgage in a matter of seconds.
A matter of seconds?
Yeah. She was like, I paid off my mortgage. Yeah, apparently. Okay, maybe a matter of minutes.
Either way,
I'm going to join
today.
She said, yeah, and she only shows sexy photos. She's not doing like full sex tapes. She's like, this saved my life and I wish I did it sooner.
Wow.
But also, Drea Di Matteo is the sexiest.
Would you go on OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Well, now they have like a whole comedy section and.
No.
That's not where the money is, kid.
You're not doing a stand up on OnlyFans for it to pay off a mortgage.
You're right. No, I gotta be in this bad mood for at least another 5 years. Okay. And then I'm going. And then I've reached that point and I'm going.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
My brain was like, don't ask her that. She said church was her self-care before. So yeah. I know you're not going to show your fucking tits on OnlyFans.
What Dre's doing right now, she's just driving the value of the OnlyFans up
right now. There you
go. Exactly.
Making it seem like it could never happen. So then when it does happen, people are like, I never thought this day would come.
I kind of want to now.
I wish I could do it.
Your bare ass is on your Instagram.
Yeah, I know.
You all the time.
I should make people pay for it. You're right. I should take those down and put up all my ass photos on Instagram. I mean, on OnlyFans.
Absolutely.
And just call it welcome to the butt, welcome to the center of the butt.
Welcome to the Roisman ass.
Yeah, do you name an OnlyFans page?
I think you just say your first in your
come
first
on, Mike,
ass.
You sound you chimed in like you've been on that website.
Mike,
who
I
do
have
you
been
subscribe
on the website.
To? How do you subscribe? Who do you subscribe to?
It comes and goes for me. There's
sometimes you get off, then you get back on.
Yeah, because it's like, you know,
I'm going to call it Welcome to the Butt Parade.
I don't think they title it anything. It's just like you just go to
my brain is like
it's like a Twitter almost. But
yeah, yeah,
then
yeah.
You put
got
like
it. Got it. It's not
up,
like a Tumblr
basically.
Where it's like here's the title.
No, it's not like that. Right.
Welcome to
right.
the butt show, right. bitches.
Right.
The only sad thing I'll say is that sometimes on TikTok, girls will be like, "Watch my OnlyFans day in the life routine," and it's the saddest thing. They're
oh,
like,
no.
"I take out my underwear drawer. I
oh,
set up my
like,
camera."
Like girls doing porno.
Well, I guess they're doing like sexy photos.
Yeah, okay.
For their OnlyFans. But the sad thing is that like they're setting it up in their apartment and they're like showing it, and this is how they do publicity for it. They're like, if I get views on this, people will go to my OnlyFans.
Oh my God.
And they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. Like they're financially they're fine, but I'm worried for them mentally.
Yeah,
like, the stability that they're to do a day in the life of an OnlyFans, like,
get
girl,
ready
that's
with
not
me to photograph my vagina.
Get ready with me to spread my legs. Like, to me, that's just degrading, and like we don't need to do that. But Drea De Mateo, she's already got a platform. Like, I would watch her and Carmen Electra take sexy photos all day. Like, they like, I get it. Don't start. Like, I totally get it.
All right. Well, I guess I'm,
yeah, well,
I'm busy the rest of the day. I'm busy the rest of the day.
We know Anna's what Anna's
trying,
getting
Anna's
into.
Anna's trying to get that Mercedes M-Class or whatever.
Please subscribe.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually famously hate Mercedes.
The Benz. The...
Mercedes are
Mercedes.
Built. No, but they are built. It's hard to repair them, but my friend, her family famously has like 5 Mercedes. They only buy Mercedes for all the children. And every single one Mercedes has lasted like at least 20 years. And it still looks amazing.
Yeah. You can keep a Mercedes in good condition.
Okay,
it's a
so
nice
when,
car.
What do you hate
them? I don't
them
like
for?
Them. I just don't. It's not a me car. Like there are certain like cars I'm like, nah.
There's certain brands I wouldn't like. I don't wear either.
A
like
Jaguar? You can't get a Jaguar.
I don't like Jaguars.
Yeah.
I'm not a Jaguar girl.
Right.
I think the Jaguar SUV is like kind of cute,
but
it's like
terrible cars.
It's like round, you know?
I see what
unless
you mean
they sponsor
that.
The show, then they're
here's
the
thing.
Best cars.
I'm not a Lexus girly, but that SUV on the interior of that Lexus, even
gorgeous.
Though it's so ugly on the outside, I'm like, it's actually pretty tight on the inside, you know?
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, no, I'm not a Benz girl. I mean, talk to me. You know, I like the giant truck one. Oh, we were going to eat my snack.
Anna brought a special snack in. Do we have 5 minutes?
Yeah.
We'll close it down with this. We got to get out of here. Anna, explain what you brought in today.
Yo, I wanted to try these forever, okay? And, you know, I was like in the bodega. I see Dre. I'm like, I'm going to get something for us to eat, mostly because I'm fucking hungry.
we just want to stuff our face.
I want to eat something. And so, you know, of all the granola bars, I picked the Reese's Dipped Animal Crackers. I just thought, I've seen them. Mm-hmm. I've seen them on TikTok, you know, once I'm getting served them in an algorithm, it's like I got to try them. So I thought we'd do a little taste test. You know, we give it a Bethany taste test if we want.
And because of our message that we received that said, do not eat it on the mic.
Yes. This is a warning. Mute.
Mute us.
Mute us to our one friend, our one follower. I love you for being here, but mute us because we're going to probably chew.
Are you guys? You guys don't eat on the mic that much.
Here.
No, we don't. But the one time that we ate the Campbell's chicken, the grilled cheese soup, they said that that was
disgusting. Yeah, well, that's fair, I guess.
So I'm going to go with, I don't know what animal it is because it is very thick.
What the hell is this?
They're covered. They kind of look like clouds.
They do.
I'm going to go with, this is like a rhino. You know what I mean?
Oh, and the top is peanut butter.
Peanut butter and chocolate.
And the chocolate on the bottom.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers, cheers. Let's
see what this is all about.
Delicious.
Stunning. Are you kidding me?
That is pure mic crunch.
Wow.
I'm just hearing.
I'm sorry. I warned you. If it's not your thing.
With a warning, it's fine. But it is funny how much you hear it.
I love how much love that Bethany gets actually for eating on camera.
This is insane. This is delicious.
She squints her eyes.
This is like, she goes like this. Close her eyes. Ready?
Okay. Shows her teeth. You're like, geez.
And you're like, but it is, okay, honestly, like, a real review, Reese's, I would cut my arm off if you sponsored me, okay? I love Reese's. Yeah. And this is a great Reese's product. Not all of them hit.
You know why this hits? Because it reminds me of the cereal.
Reese's Puffs. That's my cereal.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was always, this is going to freak you out, Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, you and Jared.
I love
he doesn't
Fruity
buy
Pebbles.
It, but he loves a Fruity Pebble. Like, I won't buy it either. But he loves Fruity Pebbles. Like, any, like, when you go to a bakery and they have, like, a Fruity Pebbles cookie Blondie or whatever.
Yes.
He's like, oh, my God.
Okay, Jared and I need to bring this up to him and be like, we're Fruity Pebbles friends.
Yeah, you are.
Mike,
this
what's
is
your cereal?
Delicious.
Your junk cereal, I should say.
I did like Reese's Puffs. Mm. I'm trying to think if there's anything that takes
takes the edge off, Mike?
I would probably say Reese's Puffs, I think.
Really?
If I was going to pick like a pure sugar shit, not shit in a bad way. Well, yeah, in a bad way, but like
for you, yeah.
Yeah. Like good things that are going to ruin your body. Mm-hmm. I'd probably go Reese's Puffs instead of
Kasha. You
gotta
try one of these then. It's fucking killing it.
If I have one,
these
I'm
are so
be like,
good. The Reese's Animal
I'm
Crackers.
I'm begging you to keep the bag.
Reese's Animal Crackers.
It's sweet, salty, and then you're
probably full of sugar.
But that Animal Cracker crunch brings it that crunch.
Yeah, it's got that.
It's got that really like good, like, you know, crunch. Could break your teeth.
Davoon.
So Davoon. Yeah, it's at the level.
It's at the level.
It's Davoon. And that's Davoon. Your Bethany Frankel. Bite of the week.
Bite of the week, bitch. I was also going to say Count Chocula. That's my other cereal, you guys. I just want you guys.
They all kind of taste the same, a little bit.
If we're being honest, yeah. They really do. It's either chocolatey or a little fruity. Yeah,
right.
But sugary.
Great. That hit the spot.
That honestly. Really did. You know what? All my problems are solved.
I think so.
I'm walking out of here. A new woman, okay?
I love it. That's the show. That's it for this week.
That's the show. We need to promote
no
anything?
Wigs. No wigs this week. No wigs. I need to promote hard. Can I just say something? If you are a listener in the Philadelphia area, Philadelphia, New Jersey, whatever, I'm going to be in Philly performing on June 2nd at Punchline Comedy. Big show with my friend Tom Hearn. And then we're doing Gramercy Theater here in New York City. I'm scared out of my mind. Gramercy Theater is a big theater. There is a discount right now you can use for like the first four rows or something. Fab25. Go to my Instagram. You'll see links there. Sorry, I had to promote those because
you have to.
I got tickets to sell.
We love it.
Also, we have a video coming out. Okay, speaking of missed no content, I edited a video. So watch us. You know, we put on wigs every week in this room. So we got some shit coming out. Some funny shit coming out.
I'd like to say yes.
And also, if you're watching us on YouTube, please leave a comment. Engagement on the YouTube is huge. If you haven't subscribed to it, please subscribe. If you're an audio listener, just go over there, give us a quick subscribe, and vice versa. If you're watching us on YouTube, go to the audio side, Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and subscribe to the show's page. Leave a review. Engagement helps us. So if you like the show, it helps us get the show to other people. So leave comments. And we're active.
Mike is the best.
You know?
Mike from the Raptors.
Mike, producer Mike.
Producer Mike helping us out here.
Get things going here. You
know? Exactly. I love that. No, that's so true.
You gotta keep the lights on in here, okay?
Yeah,
we really do.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
We got bills to pay. Love you guys. Have an amazing week. Don't let the bad mood get you down because tomorrow's a new day. And we're making it happen.
And we're doing it.